Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
A project spearheaded by Montgomery County State Rep. Joe Webster has mapped out the 362-square-mile Perkiomen Creek watershed. This is a critical first step of flood mitigation efforts, as we hear from Jim Melwert.
The Perkiomen Creek watershed is over 600 miles of streams and waterways that wind through 55 municipalities in Montgomery, Bucks, Lehigh, and Berks counties. State Rep. Joe Webster, whose house backs up to the creek, says he pushed for action after Ida caused more than $100 million in damages and killed two people in the Perkiomen Creek watershed alone, noting significant development in the area over the past 40 years.
If a farm sold in Skipack and they built 500 houses, if a farm sold in Lansdale and they built 500 houses, if a farm in Swanksville sold, we're at the bottom of the funnel and the water ends up here.
The study lists short and long-term goals, finding 153 flood-prone areas with 20 priority zones, including in Collegeville, Skipack, Swanksville, and Towamencin. Work's begun on two pilot projects in Green Lane and Lower Salford. Webster says mitigation will require cooperation across municipal, county, state, and federal levels. In Lower Providence, Jim Melwert, KYW News Radio, 103.9 FM.